Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA, that's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the Lord. Our God is good and His mercies endure forever. We give God all the praise for another privilege to be in God's presence tonight, to hear His word and to move to the next phase. You see, one of the things that get me excited about God's word is anytime God's word is being spoken, things are created, because the most powerful tool of creating things is the word of God. Now, don't let me just jump into this because I can't wait. Something is about to happen to somebody tonight. So before we go into the word, let's just have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we are so thankful in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and praise for who you are. Thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the anointing of God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for the privilege of sharing the undiluted word of God with God's people. Father, I'm asking, oh God, that tonight, Lord, you will bless, change, save, heal, deliver. In the name of Jesus, your word with comfort, with power, with wisdom. And Lord Jesus, I'm asking, oh God, that everyone that hear the sound of my voice today will hear your voice clearly from heaven, and your name alone will be glorified. And we vow that all glory and honor will be to you alone. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now you remember we've been dealing with something very important that will take us from point A to B and to where God desires our destiny to be, and that's the principles for our ruling in the kingdom of God, the kingdom principle for ruling on the earth. And I believe that I've never met anybody in my life that just want to fail in life. Everybody wants to succeed, but the point is that some people don't know how to get there. So, and that we've been dealing with this because I know and I understand that the gospel of the kingdom and the gospel of salvation are not the same. You can be saved and still fail if you don't know the gospel of the kingdom of God. And let me tell you, kingdom principles are rules that establishes the dominion of every believer on the earth. I'm going to say that one again. Kingdom principles are the rules that establish the dominion of every believer on the earth. Can I just tell you this? That principle works even for a dummy. If a dummy we apply it, a dummy will suddenly become a star. Now the Bible tells me in Psalm 19 in verse 7, the Bible said the law of the Lord is perfect, comforting the soul. He said the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise simple. Now when we apply the kingdom principles, it makes us come into a platform of applying supernatural power of God to take place on our behalf. And it's the highest level of operation that you can ever experience on the earth. And we discovered that when Jesus Christ came here, he was explaining to every one of his disciples how to use the kingdom principles to rule sickness, disease, poverty, lack, and everything you can think about. Now let me just give you a lowdown on the man called Peter. We know Peter was one of the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, the apostle. But if you know his beginning and how God lifted this guy, you will look at yourself and tell yourself, I'm going somewhere. Because I'm telling you, this man became a pillar. He was a rock. He was a reference point. He was a leader and an influence. But this man, God, the Lord Jesus Christ, made this man as a fisherman. Now, do I say a fisherman? A frustrated fisherman who even confessed before Jesus Christ that he caught nothing. Can you just imagine? Somebody was face to face with God Almighty and yet nothing was working in his life. And I believe that this guy would have been thinking that there's nothing else to do than to kill himself. In fact, I discovered that maybe that time the reason Jesus Christ met him there was because even through all the night he caught nothing and he refused to go home. And yet, despite the fact that If we are not working for him, we saw how Jesus Christ intervened into his life and the story changed. And I know that as you are hearing me tonight, something is going to happen to you also. Amen. Now I want you to listen to this. This man had an encounter with the Spirit of the Living God that he said, when Jesus Christ was asking, who do you think the Son of Man is? He said, oh Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of the Living God. And Jesus Christ affirmed it. He said, you are the rock. Upon this mount, this rock, I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Then few days after, Jesus Christ called this man Satan. He said, you are Satan. Get it behind me. I don't know whether you are listening to that. Now, he was so carnal that he cannot flow with eternal plan. Now, you think that was the end of this man? He had an opportunity to meet with God on the mountain of transfiguration. And Jesus Christ transfigured before them, and Moses and Elijah appeared to them. And this man could not ask a meaningful question for what they come for. He was asking God, Jesus Christ, let's build three tabernacles here. One for you, one for me. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, so that we can be here. In fact, heaven have to intervene, and they just say, come on, keep quiet, listen to this man. He has something to tell you. And he failed there too. And after Jesus Christ, was about to go to the cross, and he was telling them, he said, one of you is going to deny me. We all know the story I'm talking about. I'm getting to something tonight. Now, this man denied Jesus before the call crew. You remember that? Yes, now, he didn't stop there. Now, after Jesus Christ rose from the dead, he went a fishing. Just left everything that Jesus Christ died for and handed over to him. But guess what? This man still became a pillar. This man still became a reference point because Jesus Christ refused to give up on him. Amen. But after Jesus Christ left, something happened. Amen. This man went back to the principles. This was the man that was not making any impact. This was the man that his business was not growing. This was the man was in depression. He was toiling. But he went back to the principles of the kingdom and he became a star. Amen. How do I know this? Yes. I saw what he wrote. Mm-hmm. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 to 4. I know somebody is hearing me today. Maybe you think, things are not working. Just listen to me tonight till we start working in your life. He said, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That was the conclusion of the man. The man said, we have been given enough promises. We have divine nature. We are called to glory and virtue. And that was why the man that was a frustrated man became a man to be reckoned with. Basing his life on the principle of the kingdom. So it's now your turn because you are not disadvantaged. There is nothing that has ever happened in your life that can stop you from getting to where God already designed your destiny. Now listen to this. We need to remember that being saved is not just the key to be a man of influence on the earth. You need to know the principles. And I was sharing something with us last week, and I said you have to walk in joy and not under depression. I said determined to learn something new, and I said your mouth is the key to your destiny. Now we go into what we are talking about. Number one tonight that I want you to know and begin to put it down in your notes and begin to meditate on it is embrace changes and don't be terrified by it. Embrace changes and don't be terrified by it. Now, many a times when changes come into people's life, people are depressed and frustrated. Many people think the devil has come to attack them, and they don't really know that life is characterized by changes. Either you lose a job, either there is a situation that is not pleasant. Now, don't ever think everything that comes to you comes from the devil. Don't think about that. Devil is not even part of God's plan for your life. Amen. God knows you. He surrounded you. Now listen to this. Changes is part of life. Everything that grows undergoes changes. Amen. Have you ever noticed that? Yes, that the seed in the soil undergoes changes before it bears fruit. children undergo stages before they become adults. Mm-hmm. Now, changes is natural to humans. That is the truth. If nothing, if there is no change, your life will become so obsolete and you will become irrelevant. Don't be afraid because changes come. Confront changes and use changes to affect your destiny. Don't be depressed by it. I have seen many people that they are so skeptical about changes. When it comes, they say, well, it's just temporary. Well, we live it the way it is. If you live it the way it is, it will be there just forever. If, for example, you may, maybe you lose a job, you say, maybe God is testing me, and you just wait watching. Now, by the time they send you out of your apartment, you will discover that, that it's not God's plan. You don't just get skeptic about it. Oh, this thing is just temporary. It's a situation that will change with time. No, 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 no. Listen to this and let this one sink into your spirit, man. What you don't want, you don't watch. Everything that comes to you in life is at your mercy. You are not the mercy of it. And there are some people, when things happen to them, they just see them on the fence, saying, what will happen will happen. They say, I'm not going to do anything about it. Now, don't sit down at the fence watching changes in your life. Do something with it. And I've met people that when changes happen to them, they use the change that happened to them as a tool to get to the next phase. When you are going through changes in life, either physically, spiritually, financially, take advantage of those changes and don't be depressed by it. Come on now, I don't know whether somebody is hearing me today. Now I know if you have never seen changes in your life, you are not living. It comes anyhow. Now look at a man called Joseph. Now he was once a man that was putting on a royal robe. Bible talks about cloth of many colors. And you will see this man, when you see him, you already know that this man belonged to royalty. And suddenly the old garment was stripped off. Suddenly. Now you will think the man will go into depression? No. He was looking at the dream that God planted in his heart. Now they took the cloth from him, but they can't take the dream from his heart. They put him in in the slave market, but they can't put slavery in his mind. Now he was in the prison, but prison was not in him. Amen. Now because the man knows that the changes that comes into his life is an opportunity to get into the palace. Don't let changes take you to drugs. Amen. Don't let changes take you to alcohol. They can't help you, they destroy you. Amen. When changes come into your life, the best thing you need to do is to ask questions about your new phase. Because something is about to be born. Ask people that have gone through it. Go to the people that have a spiritual mind on how to manage changes. Come to church. And hear the word of God that is going to strengthen your heart in the time when changes happen. Now, if nothing is changing in your life, life will be naturally boring. And you know whether you are getting what I'm talking about. Now, it is not what you go through in life that matters, but your attitude towards it. When it comes and your attitude is negative, the enemy will use that one against you. Not because God wants you to go through that one, but because you have determined not to listen to God's plan right. to get you out of it. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. And number two, I'm talking about principle right now. That was why Peter could not be changed with his past. Because he knows when changes come, it's going to take me to where I really, really belong. Now number two, be deep in the word of God and not in your own personal experience, and you will never experience dryness. Be deep in the word of God and not your own experiences, and you will never experience dryness in life. Now let me show you what this great man said in his word. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20 to 22. He said, my son or my daughter, attend to my word. The word attend means pay attention. Is that right? It said, incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Now listen to this. God's word said, if you are going to get to the place that I have designed for your destiny, attend to my word. Mm-hmm. Incline thy ear to my saying. Because I know challenges of life will come. I know things may not go the way you want it. But if you can just pay some attention, you will get to the place where I have designed your destiny to be. Mm-hmm. I was reading something and it really, really ministered to me. Because we discovered that every plant manufactured their food through the process called photosynthesis. Mm-hmm. And that's when they use the leaves to produce their food through sunlight. You understand what I'm talking about? In the process of chlorophyll. Now, watch this. The Bible, these scientists told us, they said, during the time when sun shines, the leaves help the plant to take the food and store it. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens when we come to winter and all the leaves are gone? They all drop. Now, and the plant must still feed on something. Now, this time around, the food that the plant depends upon is in the root. It depends on the strength of the root if this tree is not going to die during the time of winter. Now, listen to this. When there is no, when the conditions that you are expecting is not working around the situation in your life, it is your depth in the word of God that sustains you.
Amen.
Because it comes to a time you are in the winter time of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks as if what is going on? You use the word of God to create what you want.
That's right.
Now the word of the Lord tells what he said in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. He said, through faith we understand that the word was framed by the word of God, Hebrews 11:3, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The word of God established the fact that we are creating our destiny by the word of God. So when you don't have depth in the word of God, you die out when the time of drought comes. Now, everybody is asking you to come fellowship with the children of God, attend a Bible-believing church, read the word of God. You think you're busy. Now, when the time of drought comes, where are you going to get your nourishment? And let me tell you, it's not if, it's when.
Mm.
Everyone will go through some issues in life. But let me tell you, it's not every one of us that will come out wounded. We are designed to come out victorious.
Amen.
But it's based upon the amount of truth that is stored in our spirit, man. I said something to people in church. I said, when you take a bottle of Coke and you shake it and you open it, the content will splash. And you can't just, splash on everybody around you. Now, it's just because there was content inside. And the content want to just tell you, I'm here.
Amen.
Now, if there is an empty bottle, and you shake that empty bottle, and you open it, nothing comes out.
Amen.
Now, when situation shakes you, and the word is not inside, all what you are always thinking about is not working, everybody is against me, my brother offended me, my mother didn't treat me well, my father left me where I was born, and that is all what you are depending on. When situation shakes you, that is nothing that will come out except death.
Mm.
I have seen majority of believers that they're supposed to be shaking the kingdom. People that are supposed to be, high flyers, they are impoverished. They are frustrated, not because God want them there, but because they went there because they don't have the understanding of the truth. There is nobody born here on this earth that God's word cannot shape his or her life.
Amen.
I have found out if he shaped the life of Abraham,
right,
if he shaped the life of Isaac and Jacob, if he shaped the life of somebody like David, the man that even when they had a party and they want to choose the king of Israel, he was never invited.
Right. That's right.
Nobody loves me. Did they invite me? Invite yourself tonight. Invite yourself tonight.
Amen.
If they don't remember you, remember yourself, because they don't put you here. God did. Your parents don't put you here. God did.
Right.
In fact, can I tell you this? You are born into that family, not because they just planned you, but because God planned you.
Amen.
I mean, I don't like where I was born. You better give God praise that you are born where you are born.
Amen.
Because God wants you to make an impact.
Amen.
Because he wants you to depend upon his word. I was looking at something, Sister Jen, and I discovered that Jesus Christ was born in a manger.
Mm.
And I was thinking, why was he not born in the palace? And people, religious people said, to show humility. God don't need to take his son to the, to the manger to teach anybody humility.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he can still teach us humility without taking him right there out. But I discovered that what God wants us to know is, where you are born is not as important about what I put inside of you to become. Everyone is born to be great. Why are you allowing people to tell you what God has not said? And lastly tonight, be focused. Be focused. Oh my God. I have discovered that majority of believers are not focused, and yet they are speaking in tongues. They go to church every Sunday. And yet, like I said in our church, I said a lot of people go to church, they already believe what they want to believe before they left home. They already damn it. No matter what you pay, they already said, this me. That's not you. You come to church so that you can be serviced. You come to church so that God can change your pattern of thinking. Now watch this. Without focus, you will miss your target. Without focus. It is not lack of vision that equals failure. No, it is lack of focus. I remember when Apostle Paul was speaking. He said, this one thing I do, I forget those things that are behind me, and I just set my attention on this one thing,
right,
that I may just finish this, my journey, in glory. I want to finish my course with the result. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Many have so many things on their plate that they are ineffective in everything. Now I'm so busy. And you look at it, busy doing what? You've been busy since last 2 years. I've not seen results. Because people are just here and there, and the enemy is using lack of focus to put them into bondage. You understand what I'm talking about? Believe in your task. Put your spirit, your soul, and your body into it, and be so sure that God is going to give you a result. Now, can you just imagine, if God is the one that is behind you, who can stop you on this earth? I'm talking about the God of the whole universe. If God of the whole universe is the one that is behind you, it is impossible for you to live without result. I am feeling as if I should put what is in my spirit, in the spirit of everyone living, hearing me tonight, that you will see that where you are is not where you're supposed to be.
Amen.
And where you are going, God is already determined to take you there.
Amen.
It doesn't matter whether the challenges are more than what your brain can carry. If your brain can't carry it, God's brain can carry it.
Mm.
Do you know that even naturally, when you focus light on any object, come on now, it burns.
That's right.
The Bible says you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. Each time you as a person focus on one thing, I am telling you, you get result. If you put a light bulb, you put it on a paper, in a matter of time, the paper will begin to burn.
Mm-hmm.
God is saying, if you can just know that I am with you, you are an extension of the supernatural on the earth.
Amen.
You are the physical God with little g on this earth, and I am penetrating the planet earth through you. No matter what you think about yourself, I am your God. I have created you in my image. You are my ambassador. I sent you here on a mission, representing me to turn the world around.
Amen.
It doesn't matter where you are, I'm going to flow through you. It will be very impossible for you to lose on the earth.
Amen.
I want you to be focused. And let me tell you this. Maybe you are hearing me tonight and you want to say, Bishop, I want to be focused. How do I do that? The first step you need to take is to give your life to Jesus. And as you are hearing me tonight, I want to lead you to the Master himself. He will hold you by hand and by his grace lead you to where you really belong. I want you to say this prayer after me. Say, Father, I thank you because you love me. You died for me. On the third day, you resurrected. Father, from today, I give my life to you. Write my name in the book of life. From today, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you, oh God, for washing me clean with your blood. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And if you are there, you just say, oh yeah, praise the Lord. I've noticed that now I'm a child of God. Now you need to start attending a Bible-believing church. And let me tell you, tomorrow morning is another opportunity to hear clearly from heaven. I will see you at the top.
Amen.
God bless you. Wow. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. That was an awesome word from the Lord. I'd like to take this time to welcome our listening audiences. Thank you so much for tuning in. You've been listening to Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We'd love to invite you to come out to our services tomorrow. Yes, that's tomorrow morning. We have two services. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. So come out at 8 a.m. and worship with us at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. And if you get up later, come to the second service. That service is at 10 a.m. So there's two services, one at 8 a.m. and one at 10 a.m. Either way, if you need a ride, we'll be happy to pick you up. So just give us a call at 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. Come out to tomorrow's service, because tomorrow's service is Covenant Day of Abundance. Wow, we need to come out and hear what the Lord has for us. The Lord has something for each and every one of us, and we need to be in the right place at the right time. And we hope that your place is at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. Give us a call if you need a ride. We'll come and pick you up to either the 8 o'clock service or the 10 o'clock service. That number to call is 646-8210. The number to call for a ride is 646-8210. So don't go away. Stay right there. We'll be back with the Moment of Change. But right now we have Corin Hawthorne coming your way with Won't He Do It. Stay right there. We'll be right back after this.
Try to kick me out, but underneath it's so much worse. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got more to survive. The enemy can't stop me, 'cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. He gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? You say he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you.
Right, that was Corin Hawthorne, Won't He Do It. We are live back in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. You have an open invitation to come out to our services tomorrow. We have two services. The first one is an early service at 8 a.m. and the second one is 10 a.m. If you need a ride, we'll be happy to come and pick you up. Just give us a call at area code 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. 8210. We'll be happy to see you tomorrow. Our services tomorrow is Covenant Day of Abundance. And Bishop, Covenant Day of Abundance, now you must tell us a little bit about that.
Oh yes, praise the Lord. Now, you know, I was thinking about something and the Holy Spirit began to speak to me concerning that.
Yes.
And I
yes.
discovered that God blessed Abraham so much that the Bible says in Romans chapter 4 verse 13 that he owned the whole world. Melchizedek met this man and he said he gave him a blessing to possess the whole world. And the Bible says, if ye are Christ, ye are Abraham's seed, and we are here according to the promise. But there was something God revealed to Abraham before the blessing came. And that is what we begin to share tomorrow.
Wow.
Now, because if God is not a man, he cannot lie, and his principles stands forever, his covenant stands forever. Now, if he has promised Abraham, and Abraham got it, what he said to Abraham, he said to us. So let's go back to the word and find out what is it that God revealed to Abraham that changed his story.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Well, Bishop,
and we get it too.
I'm telling you, I'll certainly be there to find out tomorrow, and we hope you are
praise
there too. Lord. You can come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly.
Yeah.
We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, and we want to see you there. Now we're going to go ahead and introduce the team, the Fulfillment Family, that's here with us in the studio. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu here with us tonight. We also have Brother Christian is here. We have Brother Clarence, and Sister Thunder has joined us tonight. And also, I'm yours truly, Sister Jan Jones. We have coming up that wonderful segment, The Moment of Change, and we're going to get right into that. Let's put it over to Brother Christian. Brother Christian, how are you tonight?
I am blessed and thankful, Sister Jan. It's a pleasure to be here again with you all. This is a family that, you know, we have just been blessed to be in this family. Those that are listening to us right now, you know it's a weekend program that we don't want to miss, and we just thank God for you. But Father in the Lord, we just want to thank you for the life of our bishop. So thank you. Because we thank the Lord for you, for your obedience to be able to allow yourself to be used as a vessel to bring the words to us. And we thank God, and God continue to give you increased anointing and fresh oil.
Amen.
Yeah, we're going straight to what we're discussing. Sir, you gave us some important understandings of, look, there is the word, and how you apply that word in your life makes your life different.
Yeah.
How you will move from strength to strength by allowing that word to be used practically, to use the word of God as it manifests great things in your life. And thank you for giving us this revelation, sir.
Yeah.
There's some things that as you were speaking, my spirit was yearning to understand clearly. You know, because you spoke on things that it's very important that our listeners and I, we want to get more clarity on. And this is when it comes to embracing change.
Mm.
Because change is one thing that, you know, it comes in all dimensions.
Okay.
And so our focus in it can give us that leap from one level to another. But one thing I wanted to ask you, sir, is when it comes to change, we tend to look at it differently, especially when it comes to our faith. And here's what I'm saying. We might be in a situation where we know a relationship is not working for us, and we walk away from that relationship quickly.
Mm.
And but then you have a situation where you're not growing in spirit. You know, and you are there, you have been fed the wrong thing every week.
Yeah.
And you know that there are, you know, the Word of God says, hey, by my stripes you are healed.
Okay.
He tells you, he said, it is well with the righteous. You see this printed in the gospel. You see these things and you believe them. But in terms of having them practically applied to your life, it becomes so far-fetched because guess what? You are not being watered correctly in the area that you are getting this word every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You have been planted there for some reason. I don't know why. You went there because your family is going there.
Mm-hmm.
Your friends are going there.
Mm-hmm.
You have these connections that is tying you down to a situation that you have not been able to get out of.
Mm.
How can you help me understand
that? Yeah, yeah.
But look, it is important that you change where there is no growth.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
when it comes to God's kingdom.
Mm.
Because God holds you accountable for these actions, especially in our generation. Help me understand.
Is it
I discovered that life is a product of choices that we make. And if you allow people to make your choice for you, then you will suffer on their behalf. And that's what it is. Now, when you know, one of the things that God has helped me to see in my life is when I discover the truth and I check it out in the Word of God, I adjust myself to it. Because, you see, it's not everywhere you go that you hear the truth. Now, when you know, when you begin to see, for example, you are hearing the truth from the Word of God right now, check it out. Mm. Be like a Berean Christian.
That's right.
And when you say, oh yes, it's in the Word of God, and my spirit is just in this, then make those changes. Because if you don't change, they change you.
Amen.
That's the way it is. Don't be afraid to change. Amen. Without a change, you can move forward. Either what you have been hearing, I'm sorry to just take this time, but this is very important. Now, one, I met somebody that told me, she came into my office, busted into tears, and what's going on? She said she had HIV, AIDS, and is dying. And I just said, according to her, he says she already bought all the clothes, the flower, the casket, ready to go. And I said, do you really want to die so much? And he said, no. I said, then why are you buying all those? He said, because the verdict is there. I have the doctor's report. And I said, it's a choice. Do you want to die or you want to live? He said, I want to live. And I, okay, number one thing is, you must listen to what I'm going to share with you in the Word of God. And I gave her tapes, CDs, right, to go and listen to. And I said, in 7 days, come back. I'm telling you, before Jesus, I'm going to give account. As he was listening to the Word of God that talks about healing, all those viruses were getting out of her body. And when she went back later into the, I remember the day she called me and she screamed, and he just said, I need to see you. I said, for what? And she came with this paper in his hand and was signed by the doctors in the hospital, and they said she was HIV free. It is the change that she decided to take. That changed the story.
Wow, man. That is amazing. Wow. You know, somebody is just cured from HIV viruses.
The Word of God.
Because the Word of God was revealed in a different dimension.
That's it.
Amen. That is important.
That's
this important. Is an eye-opener.
Yeah.
Sir, I know Brother Clarence wants to give us some more understanding with a question. Go ahead, Brother
Praise
Clarence.
The Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
I just want to say, Bishop, thank you again. I appreciate you. Anytime I'm in your presence, it's like church. Whether it's outside the church walls or wherever,
praise
it's
God.
Always you're always giving a word of encouragement.
Praise
and
Lord.
That's what's so important there. I want to go back to what you were saying. You know, every time you open up this program, you're always speaking of the kingdom, the gospel of salvation, and the gospel of the kingdom.
Yeah.
You always, I mean, that's been since we've been doing this program.
Yeah.
It just now was revealed to me, hey, he's doing this week in and week out. What I want to say, I want to talk about salvation again. You know, a lot of times we caught up in salvation.
Yeah.
And that's, Christian, Brother Christian was talking about, you know, being in a church and not growing.
Yeah.
And all we taught is salvation in that church. And, you know, you can be saved, but there's no growth.
Yeah.
There's so much of that is going on, you know, within, you know, the Christian community, that people are not growing. But you spoke about these principles, which you speak about all the time. And the kingdom of God is different principle.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, all of us are experiencing those principles each and every week.
Yes.
And just, you know, elaborate on the kingdom, the principle, the kingdom of God, you know, to our audience just a little bit more. Because it's just more than just being saved, and we have to know that. We at Crepo, we already know it's more than just being saved.
Yeah, okay, let me just read something to us. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, he said, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, and of faith towards God, and of the doctrine of baptisms, and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permit. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the word to come. Now listen, I can go on and on and on. Now, you see, if you just know about salvation, you may be frustrated if you don't know the principle.
Amen.
Now, the Bible says, talks about, there's nothing wrong, you have to be saved first, that's the door.
That's right.
But the fact that you are at the door does not mean you are in the house.
Amen.
The principle takes
you to the house. The Bible talks about the elementary teachings or principles of the doctrine of Christ. He's talking about people that have tasted the power of the word to come. So after your salvation, you should know how to live as if you are in heaven right now. And that is the principle we teach that Jesus Christ showed us in the word of God. That's the one that makes a champion out of a failure.
Wow. Praise the Lord. Wow. we just want to thank you, sir. This has been a great session. At this moment, we want to turn it over to Sister Jan, because it's really a topic that we want to continue again. But Sister Jan, we're going to turn it over to you.
All right. That was your moment of change with the Fulfillment Family here. We're live in the studio with Dr. Abby Ola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Now, we're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, and you do have an invitation. We're inviting you to come out to our services tomorrow. Come out to one of the services. We have two services. The first one is an early service at 8 a.m., and the second one is 10 a.m. If you need a ride, give us a call. We'll pick you up. The number to call is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. Tomorrow's service is Covenant Day of Abundance, and we want to see you there. Now it's time for us to get into the favorite, is actually my favorite segment of the broadcast, and that's where we get to just brag about the goodness of God in the lives of the people. And this week's testimony, Bishop, is no surprise, because I'm telling you, God has been blessing this brother and blessing this brother, and he was back again last week with another testimony.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it's just so, it's just scary how much favor God is showing him. But he testified last week that, you know, he has a landscaping business. And you know, if I'm sure our listening audiences remember, you know, first God blessed him, you know, with the van, he blessed him with the Mercedes, he blessed him with a new house, his wife, all of that.
Yeah.
But now God touched someone's heart to give him a riding lawnmower.
Yeah.
Now, he testified that that's just going to take his business to another level.
Mm.
But that wasn't all. His testimony was twofold. God also blessed him with, he was appointed the executor for a property. I'm like, oh my goodness. I mean, it's appointment after appointment after appointment.
Yeah.
But when I tell you that this man is truly blessed, I mean, he's just an example of how God is moving. And we're seeing it right before our eyes.
Yeah,
I mean, we're actually just seeing it.
Yes, now, sister, you will remember that when this same brother, I remember him right now, when this brother came to church, he was riding on a bike.
That's right.
And he was then homeless. He didn't have anywhere to stay.
Yes.
Now, in just a few years, God just turned things around. That's what I'm talking about, the principle. You can still be in your place. Yes, you are saved. I don't want you to get to heaven and get so depressed.
Right.
And just, wow, why should I suffer that much on the earth?
Mm-hmm.
That's a practical example of what I'm talking about, that God just turned things around. The life that you're supposed to live is supposed to be a shining one. And if you are listening to me today, you can tap into that same testimony, and your life will not remain the same again.
Yes.
Come out, join us tomorrow, and get into your own abundance.
Amen. Come out and join us at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Two services, one is 8 a.m. and the second service is 10 a.m. Well, now it's time, Bishop, I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to open the phone lines where you can call in live into the studio. Dr. Abiola Idowu is here. He's ready to take your call if you want him to pray with you. If you heard something in the message that stirred in your spirit, you can give Bishop a call. If you even have a question, he'll be happy to answer your question. The number to call live into the studio is area code 904-296-2251. That number to call live in the studio is area code 904-296-2251. Give us a call right here. Bishop is here. He's standing by the phone lines. He's ready to talk with you, to pray with you, to answer any question you may have. The number to call is area code 904-296-2251. If you call and don't get through, just call back, because we do want to hear from you and we will take your call. That number to call is 296-2251. The number into the studio is 296-2251. So we do have some things going on at CREPA this month. So Sister Thunder, tell us what's happening.
Well, everyone's going to need to get a piece of paper and something to write with, because we need you to save the date. Our Gilga celebration is coming up soon. We begin on Friday, December 29th at 7 p.m. On Saturday, December 30th, we begin at 7 p.m. Then we will have our crossover service on Sunday, December 31st at 10 p.m. Now come charge your faith with music, fellowship, testimonies, and the word. Start now to make plans to join us at CREPA from Friday, December 29th through Sunday, December 31st, to bring in the new year with our Lord. Jan, do you have a caller?
No, go ahead.
All right. All right, we want you to partner with us to be a blessing to the work of the Lord. On your cell phone, you're going to text as a single word, give and be blessed. Give and be blessed to 73256. That number is 73256. Visit our webpage at www.crepa.org. From the top right menu bar, select Give. Select the drop-down arrow for CREPA Radio Support. Now, if you'd like to mail your blessing, the address is Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211. Any amount is a blessing. Thank you.
All right. So I like that, Sister Thunder. I really like this give and be blessed, because, you know, I love to text, and I know a lot of us like to text. So remember that. Just text the words give and be blessed to 73256, and you can plant your seed right there and then and there and be a blessing to this radio ministry. Okay, so, Bishop, I'm going to go to the phone lines. We have Sister Miriam on the line. Sister Miriam, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Hi, how are you, everybody?
We're blessed. Thank you.
Okay, I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed the program, and I really been listening to it. It's very inspirational, and it's very, very motivating.
Thank you.
I just want you to pray with me. I'm going through a lot of fears and a lot of anxiety. I haven't been out of the house for the past 2 weeks.
Wow.
So I really am struggling with fear.
Okay.
A lot of anxiety.
I'm going to break, because let me tell you, fear is not what is around you. Fear is a spirit. And I'm going to speak to that spirit to get out of your house right now. And after I finish praying with you, just go to and get your grocery. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Father, we stand by the authority in the name of Jesus. I take authority over the spirit of fear. Because the word of the Lord said, as soon as you fear of me, you will pay me. I cast you out of that house right now. I cast you out of that environment. I cast you out of the life of this daughter of Zion in the name of Jesus, because the Bible tells me, he said, God is with you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? I command everything that is standing around you against you to be destroyed by the power and the blood of Jesus. I say you are delivered and you are set free right now. Receive the spirit of faith in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Please take a step and that's it.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much,
amen.
Sister Miriam.
Thank you so much. God bless you guys.
Amen, God bless you. So I'm going to give the number out to the studio again. That number to call in live to the studio is 296-2251. The number to call into the studio is 296-2251. Give us a call. Dr. Abiola Idowu is here. We're from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, and he's waiting to pray with you. He can answer any questions you may have. Just give us a call in the studio at 296-2251. Now, Bishop, this program we have coming up, Gilga.
Okay.
Now, that's not something that you just come to unprepared. We need to prepare for that.
Oh,
so tell us some of the things that we need to be prepared for.
Praise the Lord. You see, the Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what will the righteous man do?
That's right.
I have seen a lot of people that go into the new year, and in the middle of the year, they say, I don't know what is going on. See, you look at their life. Where was the foundation?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dilgah is we got that word from the scripture when the Lord spoke to the children of Israel. He said, "This day the Lord wrote the reproach of Egypt from of you." What God is about to do in those 3 days is to take away all the reproach and all the shame of 2017 and launch you into a new pedestal for 2018. You can avoid to miss a meeting like that. So cut a covenant with God and just say, "God, we are together in this journey, and I'm winning." That's
Amen.
What it's for.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
That's right. So you don't want to miss Gilgal, so yeah. Make sure you save that date for Gilgal 2017.
Yeah.
So on the phone tonight, Bishop, we have Sister Agnes. Sister Agnes, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I was touched by the woman who has the fear of leaving the home. There's a problem in my neighborhood where the drug people have taken over. And therefore, at some point, if I leave the home, when I come back, they've broken in the home. And now they've gotten so bad, they go through the jointed attic, the crawl space from one apartment to the other apartment.
Mm.
So now I have the fear of even staying in the home.
Wow. Okay. Now you remember what the scripture says. The Bible says, "My people will dwell in peaceable habitation, and nor shall make them afraid." I want you to just bless a oil in your house, anoint your door. I mean, anoint everywhere. You are my sister, you are in charge. Your God holds the whole universe and is for you. If all the devil in the whole world stand at the door of your house, they will bow when your father steps in. And that your God is living inside of you. And I'm coming against the spirit of fear right now in your life.
Yes.
In every attack of the devil, I come against you right now in the name of Jesus. You foul spirit of fear, I bind you and I cast you out in the name of Jesus. You have brought your daughter out of darkness to light. And I decree from today, you will experience joy. You will experience soundness in everything that you lay your hands upon. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Agnes. God bless you. So, Bishop, I'm going to give the number out again to call into the studio. That number to call is 296-2251. The number to call live into the studio is 296-2251. Area code 904-296-2251. Dr. Abiola Idowu is here. He's in the studio. He's ready to pray with you. He will answer any questions you have. If you have a comment, just give us a call at 296-2251. We'll be happy to hear from you. We are Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, and we're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Come out to our services tomorrow. We have two services. One is at 8 a.m., and the other one is at 10 a.m. So give us a call in the studio if you need prayer tonight. The number to call is 296-2251. The area code is 904, and it's 296-2251. So, Bishop, when you were ministering early, you talked about being focused.
Yeah.
That we have to be focused. And, you know, I had some thoughts on that, and I'm going to give you those thoughts in just a moment.
Okay.
But I want to go to the phone lines and see that the lines are lighting up. And we have Sister Tierra on the line. Sister Tierra, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight? Sister Tierra, are you there?
Yes. Hello?
Yes, are you there? Go ahead, Sister Tierra. We're here. We can hear you.
No, I just want to say that
I think there's some technical wrong with her communication.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. You may be too close. You may be too close to the line. So, Sarah, if you can try to call back, I think we have a connection problem. If you call back, we'll take your call. So I'm going to give the number out to the studio again. The number is 296-2251. The number to call into the studio is 296-2251. Dr. Abiola Idowu is here, and he's ready to pray with you. If you need prayer, give us a call. Now is the time. You don't want to miss your opportunity. Give us a call at 296-2251. The phone lines are open, 296-2251. 2251. So, Bishop, we were talking about being focused.
Okay.
And I know you've heard this so much because I hear it all the time. And I'm telling you, when you're trying to, in this walk, and you're focusing on, you know, the things that God has for you and the things that you're doing in the kingdom, there's so many other distractions that come.
Yeah.
And people will always say, you just don't know how much it's on my plate. You just don't know how much I'm dealing with. You just don't know. It's just so much. You just don't know.
I know
you hear that a lot because I hear it all the time, too. And I'm telling you, somehow we have to break past that.
Yeah.
Somehow we have to push past that.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on that, Bishop?
Yeah, you see, the word of God is so clear about that. He said, casting all. So if you are still going through all so much, it's because you want to carry it. Jesus Christ just said it. He said, casting all your cares on me, for I care for you. Now, the word cast means it's like you are throwing a stone. Now, you mention all those things, this one, that one. You mentioned it as you said, Jesus, according to your word, I am casting this to you in Jesus' name, and I receive grace not to think about them again.
Yeah.
And when they come, because let me tell you, because you said that does not mean they're not going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come back, say it again. Say, Satan, I am telling you, I'm not going to carry any of these. I'm turning it back to Jesus. He said I should bring it, and I already give it to him. It's no more my business. I am walking free. Now, you have to repeat that one all the time. Meditate on what you are saying, and before you know it, the peace of God that passes all understanding will take charge.
Hmm.
That's the way it is.
That's a good word.
Don't ever think that, because somebody is a man of God, thoughts don't come to them. I'm telling you how I deal with it, and it works.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How I have shared with millions of people, and it works. So if you are the only one that is not working for, please come and see me.
Amen. That's right. Come and see, because, you know, Bishop is here live in the studio tonight, but he's also going to be live at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly tomorrow. So come and hear and see Bishop live tomorrow at one of those services. We have a service at 8 a.m. and one at 10 a.m. Our phone lines are still open. You can give us a call here in the studio. The number to call is 296-2251. The number to call into the studio is 296-2251. Give us a call. Bishop will be happy to pray with you. He'll be happy to answer any questions you may have. If you even have a comment, give us a call at 296-2251. Now, Sister Thunder, we talked about Gilgal and what to prepare for, but give us those dates again, because we really want to make sure that our listeners know the dates for the Gilgal. It's such a wonderful program that's coming up.
All right, save those dates for our Gilgal celebration to bring in our new 2018. Those dates again are Friday, December 29th, we begin at 7 p.m. Saturday, December 30th, we begin at 7 p.m. And on Sunday for our crossover service, we begin at 10 p.m. That's December 31st.
Mm-hmm. All right. You've heard it right here. We're Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. And I do want to remind you about our services tomorrow. We have two services. Tomorrow's service is Covenant Day of Abundance. One is at 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. Come out and worship with us tomorrow at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. It's almost time for us to get out of here, but I see we got the phone lines are lighting up. I don't think we can take that call, Bishop. I think that we're going to have to go ahead and get off the air. The number I'm telling you right now. But, you know, we'll be back next week, though. We'll be back next Saturday. We're here in the studio 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. every Saturday. You can give us a call. We'll be happy to pray with you, answer any questions that you may have. We want to see you next week. And so until then, remain blessed. And remember, Jesus is alive.
Amen.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m. Also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.
For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.